We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and this next segment we're going to talk about Big Lakes Developmental Center in Manhattan. When joining us on the phone, Executive Director Lori Feldkamp and Emma Wright with Big Lakes Developmental Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both on. How has the coronavirus changed operations out at Big Lakes?
Well, it's kind of turned things upside down for us here. We've had a pandemic plan as part of our organizational structure for over a decade. When H1N1 happened about 10 years ago, we wrote one so that we could be prepared in the event of another pandemic. And, of course, this one is taking things to a whole new level with COVID-19. We implemented our pandemic plan about 3 weeks ago. It has three stages. We are at the third stage. We went to the third stage on the 20th. Of March when we shut down our work centers, both here in Manhattan and in Clay Center. As if you don't know what we do here at Big Lakes, we provide services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We primarily provide services for adults age 18 until death. So we have a full range of ages, age groups that we provide services for. And our work centers, they provided day activities and employment opportunities for our folks, and were operated Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, here in Manhattan and in Clay Center. Well, with the changes that have come about with COVID, we needed to get into much smaller work groups, areas, and so we are now providing day services in our group homes. We have about 15 different locations where we have smaller groups of clients that live. We have clients that were in our day service only program that actually went home with families. We have about 10 individuals that were in our residential program that decided to go home with families, which was great. We appreciate our families and guardians willing to do that during this health crisis. But since then, we are providing services 24/7 for over 100 individuals in multiple locations. We're sending staff in and out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to ensure that they are supported and are healthy, and promoting, you know, social distancing, washing hands, doing what we can to make sure that they are safe.
And this is a job that's got to be really difficult to do under these circumstances here. You need to have face-to-face interaction with your clients.
Yes, we do. You know, as much social distancing as we can manage, we do that. However, as you said, in human services, it requires humans, and they require hands-on supports and services throughout this. In fact, when we pulled out our pandemic plan, one of the things that we had to do was we had to evaluate the risk to the people that we serve. And we identified a third of the individuals that we have in services right now are at the highest risk if they were to contract COVID because of their underlying health conditions or because of age. And so providing hands-on services that help them to maintain hygiene, to, again, observe all of the different things that we're supposed to be doing to promote wellness during this health crisis is extremely important. And because we're working with people with intellectual disabilities, a number of them really have a difficult time understanding what that means, and the encouragement and hands-on of our staff is extremely important.
Now, under these circumstances, obviously donations are still critical to your mission there. And let's bring on Emma Wrights to talk a little bit about how people can help in that aspect.
Yeah, so we've been posting quite a bit on social media on just the day-to-day life of how our clients' routines have changed. And so we're still needing those things for our clients to stay busy, to keep up on hygiene, their laundry services. So a few things that we've been asking the community to donate, which we've already got a huge response so far. I think I've got over 1,500 Tide Pods, but we are still looking for more, and we are so grateful for those donations that we've gotten already. But just a few items that we are looking for. our Tide Pods, the regular in Clear and Gentle, Hydrin Peroxide, and Tussin DM, non-drowsy cough and chest congestion. Just a few items that are a little bit harder to find on the shelf now. So if you do come across them, if you could purchase a little bit extra. We are close to the public currently, but if you would like to bring by those donations, we have a doorbell at the front, and one of our ladies at the front desk will meet you and just let them know that you're bringing by donations. And please make sure and leave your contact information, because we are trying to thank everyone personally who has brought by donation items. But, of course, we are still accepting cash donations as well. If you go to biglakes.org and click on the donate button, you can donate with a credit card or a debit card. And then you can, or you can mail in a check, would be greatly appreciated as well. Another thing that we've recently encountered with the new stay-at-home order, that closes craft stores. And our clients really enjoy crafts, doing anything hands-on. So we are looking for a few, if you have anything, of course, unused that you come across in your home, we're looking for construction paper, crayons, markers, washable paints, canvases of any size, and then just the other few household items that we commonly use for crafts, paper plates, cupcake wrappers, popsicle sticks, and pipe cleaners would be some items that we are looking for as well.
Okay, and they can just drop those off then at Big Lakes.
Yep, 1416 Hayes Drive. We have a doorbell out front, and we'll meet you out there.
Very good. I understand also there's a lot of the schools here in the community have been doing parades of teachers going into neighborhoods. Is something similar like that being planned with Big Lakes?
There for a while, we were kind of in the works of planning something last week. And then, of course, this is a day-to-day reassessment matter. And so we're kind of rethinking it, but we're just not quite sure if we're going to proceed with the new stay-at-home order. But it's definitely more information to come.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, it's making everything a challenge here right now. So, any other updates you guys wanted to share with us while we have you on?
No, Brandon. I think I appreciate the time that you gave us today. And as Emma pointed out, we are posting daily on Facebook. If you are on Facebook out there and would like to follow us and follow what it is that we're doing, we're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and on Instagram as well. We're posting pictures every day. This has been an important way that we've been able to communicate with families and guardians that have loved ones still in our program so that they can see their loved one and what's going on. And, of course, the general public can see what it is that we continue to do. I think it's important that we have been on on this program. So, again, to educate the public that just because of stay-at-home orders and self-isolation and all the things that are going on, that doesn't mean that things stop for Big Lakes. We have to continue to provide services. It's what we're here to do, and do the best we can to keep our folks safe.
All right, very good. Well, sure appreciate the time here, and we'll continue to follow you guys. There, Big Lakes MHK on Facebook, Big Lakes Developmental Center. Again, Lori Feldkamp and Emma Wrights joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.